Thanks, everyone. It's Dr. Phil Knight here on the Leadership Lowdown, Michigan Business Network. You can find us at MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. That's MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. That's all spelled out, MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. So I have Brandon Markin with me, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and let me give you a test on your leadership cred here, Brandon. I'm gonna give you a quote and get you to react to it. And I have not texted this to you. I have not sent this to you on LinkedIn in mail.
I'm nervous.
I haven't given you any heads up on this. I do this periodically with my guest, just so that, you know, we're establishing leadership street cred here. And you've certainly done that in the first two segments of the show. If you're just tuning in to the Leadership Lowdown on the Michigan Business Network, I encourage you to download the podcast here with Brandon Markin. And make sure you don't miss those first two episodes or segments that that introduces himself to you, our listeners. So here's the quote, your reaction. Leaders who don't listen will eventually be surrounded by people who have nothing to say.
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot right there. It's one of the things in leadership that's a lot easier to say than it is to do. People say it a different way, you know, surround yourself with other leaders, surround yourself with people smarter than you, and all those things sound nice.
Staff to your weakness.
Yeah, exactly, right? You want to have people that are better than you, that are smarter than you, but it is a unique leadership challenge to really be able to handle that type of an atmosphere, and I've seen that in my newest venture. To do something truly big and to do something great, you're constantly hiring people that are your superior in many areas. They know more than you about a subject. They've been more experienced than you in a part of the business journey. They're good at different things. And being a leader who can be in a room full of those people and still be able to lead a team like that, but yet being able to understand that people, that you have this group of amazing people that have different insight and input and have different experiences and look at problems a different way. And so that is we've taken that quote and tried to let it permeate every level of our culture. And it's challenging at times, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
The easier thing to do is to be a dictator, so to speak, of a bunch of followers. But I don't think anything great's ever been accomplished that way.
Well, I think one is too small of a number to multiply.
Well said.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure somebody said it before me, but I'm not going to give them credit. Anyway, leaders who don't listen will eventually be surrounded by people who have nothing to say. And the person who did say that was Andy Stanley. So great, great answer. You passed the street cred test there, Brandon. Excellent. We appreciate that that principled response.
You didn't tell me there was going to be a quiz.
Yeah, you didn't know. I didn't know. But hey, you know, something that is really unique about your leadership is I say unique, and because you're putting feet to action here. I think it's a value for you that the ventures that you're involved in have, as we say a lot here on the Michigan Business Network, double, triple, and then sometimes even a quadruple bottom line. And that is you want your work, your passion, your life to matter and to make a difference and make the world better, and many different places to do that. And I think that's really the value proposition that your newest venture comes from. So I want you to tell our listeners all about the newest, greatest thing that Brandon Markin is a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. It's for sure the thing maybe that I'm most excited about that I've ever been able to be a part of. And the credit goes to my business partner. It was his idea. He was my partner in my consulting company. And we had set up a tech incubator company just to give us sort of the laboratory to launch ideas that we were having. We were both owned multiple businesses. And we were both very busy. And we weren't necessarily looking for another thing to do. But when then this idea sort of germinated, we started to really talk about the impact that we thought it could make, and that how important that was to both of us to do something that would both be a big deal for us personally and be a big accomplishment if we were able to pull it off, but kind of equally important, we thought we'd make a pretty big impact. And so the idea was pretty simple. It was Mother's Day a year ago, and the company started shortly thereafter that. But we've essentially built an app that's called Pitch.me. It's on the Apple App Store. You can check it out. And what we did is we built a social network for professionals where charities win. And basically what happens is when you would like to connect with another person in the application, you agree to make a small donation to their favorite charity in exchange for a 15-minute audio or video call that happens on the app. And it came about because we were responding to a real problem that we had seen. We were both business owners already, and we were both very busy, and there was just this kind of endless inundation in our lives, people wanting to get access. My partner specifically, he's the CEO of a large family-owned independent insurance agency here in Michigan. He was a partner in some franchises, owned a bunch of businesses, and we were just kind of inundated with stuff, people wanting to sell us stuff or talk to us about stuff. And the ways that we were being reached out to were very invasive. The calls and the emails and the in-mail and the junk mail, and the net result of that is we had kind of gotten to this point where we were blocking out everything. It was like it had become so invasive. And the problem with that was we weren't innovating anymore. We weren't learning about the latest.
There's the crux of it right there for business leaders. Brandon, hold that thought. We're going to answer that problem for a lot of business leaders right now with Brandon Markin and Dr. Phil Knight here on the Leadership Lowdown. We're going to come right back with our fourth segment in just a moment.